Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We were supposed to have a special guest. I cock-teased it earlier on the show, on Ross Patchen Revolution this morning, that Tyler Gray was coming in. His flight's delayed. He had a nonstop, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not getting here till a little later tonight. I'm going to try to pop back in and rap with him, because I think he's only in town for like 36 hours or something crazy. Love Tyler Gray. Old school homie. One of the best Drinking Bros episodes we've ever had, in my opinion. And try to pop back later. So I'm sorry for the disappointment now if you guys were tuned in earlier. But his flight should be getting in around 5-ish. And maybe we'll slide it out later towards the end of the week here and pop up Tyler Gray. If the flight even makes it, we'll find out. That's first off. Second off, we are having a Christmas special Patreon-a-thon for the video show and the Booth Boys here. Trying to keep the video going, dude. Keep it live. Keep it fucking going every single day. That is going to be a week from Friday. I believe Brittany's coming in for it as well. Let's see. What do we got here? December 16th. Is when we're going to do that. We'll try to get Jack in studio. If you're new to this and not true to this, subscribe to the Patreon, where we don't have ads on here, except for our own, obviously. But let's face it, we're getting fucked up, drinking 8% seltzers, making horrible decisions. That deserves to be here, but nothing else. And you can also watch our lovely faces and all the fucked up shit we do on the video show live on Patreon. So subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. So we can keep the whole team going here, because YouTube is, they've shunned us again. They've shunned us. And a lot of the videos now are plus 18. And I'm going to be honest, some of them I don't really get. Like some of them with Jared, and it's just like, all right, cool, man.
Yeah, there was one that was plus 18 that was, we weren't talking about anything at all.
Anything.
It was weird. And then there's some where we're talking about super fucked up shit and they don't get marked that
yeah,
way.
Yeah. And I know, look, Schultz and Andrew Schultz and all your favorite podcasters. Have switched. A lot of them are doing half Patreon, half YouTube, which is what we're doing. But we're having a Drinking Bros podcast live Christmas Patreon-a-thon on a Friday night. And that we'll actually fucking do on YouTube just to fuck them over, to push everybody over to Patreon for the video show. And that'll be a blast. The mustache is for the drunken Christmas songs for Carl. We're going to bring that back. Try to bring Jack back. We'll have a live call-in show that night so we can hear from all you guys. And there will be a donation. I think it was you that came up with this. Jesse told me last night. A donation board. And usually it's like a thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe you suggested a dick.
Yeah.
With a Santa hat on it? Yeah.
Well, she added the Santa hat. But yeah, of course. I mean, look at our logo. There's dicks all over the place.
Yeah, it's three dicks.
Yeah.
It's three dicks in the logo. And we're also talking about hiring some midgets, some Christmas
LPs,
midgets,
yeah.
Out there. So,
Giorgio, stop picking up the mic and almost tie. If you're going to say something,
you're going to say something, say it, Giorgio.
Piece of shit. Go ahead.
I'm going to need me some midgets. I'm going to need some midgets.
So, you said this earlier when we were off air, and I was like, all right, cool. If we're going to need some midgets, we're going to need some midgets, because we got to hype up the people to donate to Patreon, right?
And I had an idea, and I just subscribe. Had it. I'm really high. I'm going to run this by you live on air, because sure. You know, that's the way I do.
Okay.
The live YouTube is just someone commenting on the midgets, like a single camera, and then you go to Patreon, and then you can see the midgets.
No,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What are you talking about?
You fucking have 9 screens set up? No, you're going to miss the show.
This isn't ESPN. We're going to have Eli and Peyton Manning doing a simulcast.
Exactly. No, we're not doing that. By the way, we're all still sick. So we decided to start drinking this Sugarlands moonshine.
They have, by the way,
clear me out.
Don't Eli and Peyton Manning look like grown midgets?
They do. If you
they
shrunk
look like,
them.
Like stretched out midgets, both of them.
Especially Peyton, his head. Yeah. He's got a midget head.
He's got a squishy face, too.
Yeah. So I thought to myself, all right, cool. I've rented some midgets before in college and then Los Angeles. But in Los Angeles, I actually had to go through a talent agency that's their specialty was midgets.
Was it Warwick Davis?
Don't know. I don't know if they have him, but I needed a younger. Oh, fuck.
Willow
yeah.
is coming back
well,
out.
Well, you know who we got. Well, shit, we're on Patreon. He's not watching this goddamn thing.
Who?
Got the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. He's not the one that died, is he?
No, he's alive.
Oh, that was Mini-Me. Vern Troyer
yeah.
died.
Yeah.
But, died. You know, probably, I think Vern Troyer died from a lot of drug and alcohol abuse. Not necessarily being an LP.
Maybe. But that's where we got Homeboy for Range 15. And so I've never rented midgets in Austin. I was like, all right, well, how hard is it? So I typed in midget rentals Austin. And surprisingly, boom, it popped right up.
Yeah,
here.
I kind of expected.
I did not.
I kind of expected maybe it's a sensitive subject, so you would get results that said dwarves or LPs yep. or whatever, but it no went straight to midget.
Yep, straight to midget. Not only that, for proof, we're going to put this on screen here. This is austinmidgets.com is the name of the organization.
Now, the one, and there's four boxes with LPs in it. The one at the bottom right.
Sure.
Is
mini strippers.
Yeah, and then there's sexy stripper to the bottom left there.
Right.
Wasn't expecting that either.
No, and I'm going to read this off to you here because I wasn't expecting this description either here. And again, these are their words, not mine. All right. They've already said austinmidgets.com. These are their words, not mine. We are the only agency in Austin, Texas, where customers can actually rent midgets for any type of party or future event. It's not every day you get to plan a party that can have the potential of being so much fun and full of memories. So what are you waiting for? We offer midgets that are around 4 feet tall, very specific, mm-hmm. and I like that. I like that out of companies. I'll commend them for that. You're going to get a nice Yelp review. And are experienced at offices, clubs, weddings, birthdays, and also bachelor and bachelorette parties. Click here to view our most popular little people entertainers as they can show up in costumes if you want, like Elvis, Kid Rock. I would love a Kid Rock midget, actually. Donald Trump, Obama. Okay, now with Obama.
Is it a white LP?
In blackface.
In blackface.
If so, then I want Obama.
Yeah.
If it's a black midget,
yep.
I don't want that.
No.
I want to.
But I would take
a blackface.
I would take a black midget as Trump, though.
Yes.
That would be funny.
Yes. Yes. So give me a black Trump.
Or a white Obama.
And a white Obama, yep. and then go in blackface for
yep.
it. Yeah. And then they have to hang out all night.
Yep.
And they can debate. Kim Kardashian. It's a weird one.
Does the mini Obama do an Obama impression, or does he's like how do I know he's Obama? It's just a midget in a suit.
Does he look like Obama?
Yeah.
Usually it's a look like the person. Superman. It's a weird one. A midget in a Superman costume.
What about Batman?
Batman's not listed. Oompa Loompas. Oh, God.
That's obvious.
Oh, boy.
That's not even like
you. Can, it is, but the fact that they put it's
you crazy don't have to me. Look like anything. That's all makeup and, oh, and the hair.
Oh, boy. Kiss, the band.
I've seen those before.
You've seen the Kiss
actually,
midgets?
Yeah. When the midget wrestling used to come through Fort Bragg all the time, and they every now and again they would have a musical. Accompaniment, which would be Kiss or some other band, maybe Kid Rock.
Okay.
I don't know if they've got the lung capacity to yell, "My name is Kid."
Oh, God.
For
dude.
8 seconds or however long it is.
That would be the best, yeah. though, wouldn't it? Leprechauns?
Obvious.
Obvious, right? But St. Patrick's Day, we're not doing a St. Patrick's Day. I want elves, obviously, for Christmas. The Weeknd. That's very specific.
Which version of the Weeknd? The Super Bowl one with the weird fucking
bandages
face,
on?
Face stuff on? Or
I hate the Weeknd anyways. A midget Weeknd would freak me the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
I would hate that. Jackson.
I might.
Oh, are you getting a white one or a black one for again, Michael Jackson? Yeah.
I might hire the Weeknd midget just to follow you around town.
Oh,
he just he shows up everywhere you are for like 6 months. No, he doesn't even sing. He just looks at you through windows.
The Weeknd doesn't sing. It's just the same kind of words strung together where you're just like, Madonna. That'd be a fun midget to party with.
Old Madonna, like the flabby arm, fucked up face Madonna.
I don't know. Bob, pull up this website here, austinmidgets.com.
He's got it up.
All right. No, but put it on screen here. Okay. So let's click on
The links don't really work.
So they don't have pictures of these midgets?
I clicked on strippers like 10 minutes ago. Come on. And it just goes kind of back to the main page. Oh,
back to the main page.
Yeah, so it just gives you the options, and for whatever reason, they have these like bogus links. Yeah, you can see the
Oh, they got photos. The photo. All right, great. Pop up the photos. Let's see this. Okay. So Midget Kiss looks fun out of this. Midget Elvis looks like a blast. The mini cop there. So zoom in on the mini cop. He's holding his truncheon, a.k.a. nightstick, like a cock. That guy creeps me the fuck out, man. The midget fireman looks a lot like the midget cop. And look, those are two different professions.
That is indeed the same person.
Yeah, I don't trust a midget who pretends he's a cop and a fireman. Those are two different jobs.
What do you mean? You don't trust Johnny Sins? Because he's been all those things and more.
No. He's going to climb a ladder, this midget. All right, there's the mini stripper. That's fine.
What's the purpose of a mini DJ?
Unless he's going to play.
Is he
going to play? If he's going to spin some tunes, that's cool.
Mini Eminem.
Oh, there's a fucking elf. There we go.
It says mini Oompa Loompa, but first of all, it's OOMPA, not UMPA. And secondly, they're already mini. Oompa Loompas are already midgets.
That's true. Mini clowns. What do we got there?
Britney Spears.
Oh, shit. Look at the fucking Britney Spears midget. That's a good one.
We got a Monroe as well.
You got a Marilyn?
There's a mini erotic dancer, and it's a dude.
No way, dude.
Now, how long do you think you could keep a straight face when a midget male stripper was in front of you?
Here's the thing.
How hard would you laugh?
But they have huge cocks.
Yeah, but so that's...
If he pulled out his fucking hog,
yeah.
I'd be entertained.
Also, here are all the services.
Oh, what else do they do?
We have bowling. We have bowling, servers.
Wrestling. Okay. Oh, there's a midget. Look at that shredded midget there. Delco. Dancers. That's something to aspire to.
Yeah, he's yoked.
Yeah, he's fucking jacked, that midget. Who else there? Is that the Kardashians?
They could pop out of a cake.
Kardashian midgets are pretty good. That's not bad. Shit. Good for them. Who's the fucking midget with the belts on there? Who's he trying to be? That looks like an Asian one.
Pro wrestler.
This in the middle looks
we don't
like
have Asian pro wrestlers.
Go back up there. In the middle, it looks like that's a regular size woman.
Yeah.
Right. On top of the midget.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can ride those midgets. You give them enough money? Why not? I'll probably do whatever, man. Is there a number on here, Bob?
Yeah.
There is.
So this is a national service. Hold on, go back up to the... Watch out.
Yeesh. This might be a scam. I'll call them live on air.
760.
All right, hang on. That's a Palm Springs number.
Yeah, they service Texas, California, Vegas, and all USA. This is...
I don't think English is their first language.
Well, we'll find out
right
now.
It seems like some kind of Russian service where, maybe this isn't on the level.
All right, hang on. I'll call this fucking midget Booker right now. See what he's up to. I want to see if this is fucking legit.
Yeah.
Little People Delivery, how can I help you?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling in regards to the websites. We're in Austin, Texas. We are throwing a Christmas party on December 16th, and we're looking to hire some little people, potentially as elves.
Okay. I'm on the line right now, but let me do this for you. In a few minutes, I'll text you over a price sheet for Austin. You know, pictures of the midgets that cover the area and, all that good stuff. If you want to move forward after that, you could text in your order or fill out the reservation form. And I would encourage you to do that ASAP because it's the busiest month of the year because all the elves, the high demand for the holiday parties.
Okay. Yeah. So there's a high demand. When would you need this answer? Because I definitely don't want to lose these midget elves.
Yeah, let me send that info over to you, and then when you're ready, just let us know. But I gotta hang up. I gotta get this other line. But
perfect. Yes. Do you have my number?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Yeah, just text me, and then I'll hit you back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
High demand.
Efficient.
You guys heard this. Okay, that was live on air. The midgets are in high demand. Wait. If you do not order them, they will be gone.
Womb Raider says they're in short supply. So I didn't want to let that one slide by.
No, I appreciate it. And you heard it from his mouth. So anybody out there, if you're wondering if people are calling them LPs or little people or whatever, that guy clearly said midgets, right? I'm not I'm not hearing
well,
things.
He answered the phone, Little People Delivery.
He did. And so then I was like, all right, great. I'll switch it and not call them midgets. And then once he did, then I felt carefree and footloose. And I was able to talk to him about the midgets then. So, yeah. And as soon as he texts me this pricing sheet, we'll read that live on air because he said it was a few minutes.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't forget about me. I would hate to call him back live on air again tomorrow.
We'll do it every day until we get some answers.
Until we get some midgets out here. What do you think these prices are going to be?
We should prank call him and say that we've got a bunch of midgets that we'd like to sell to him.
Oh, for like out of the trunk of our car?
Well, I mean,
like they do that with pit bulls in LA.
In a van.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a Sprinter van full of these little bastards.
So here's the thing. We know some Border Patrol agents that just snuck about 18 midgets over the border.
Now, they don't speak English. Is that going to be a problem?
Lick. But they work really hard.
Yeah.
We good?
Like if you've got a little garden at your house that you tended to?
Oh, shit. I got this ASAP, brother. Here we go. I got a... no way, dude. This guy sent me a fucking movie? There's no way. There's no way this is real. All right. Hello, clients. Oh, shit. They sent me some stripper pics, bro. Damn, dude. That was unnecessary. You don't know who I am. All right.
Do you want to forward that to them so that we can put it up on screen?
Yeah, hang on. So I'll read the text first. Well, actually, I'll send you... That's a lot of fucking pictures. Jesus Christ. All right, Bob. I'm going to text you the pictures first. Man, I mean, that is aggressive. There is 25 photos he sent me total. I'm not kidding either when I say this. So I'm going to text... Whoa. We need to share these aloud. We need to put these on screen. This is a good, it's a good thing you're on Patreon for some shit like this. What the fuck? You got to be kidding me. Oh my God, dude. I mean, what is this? All right. Wow. I mean, they're partying. Good for them. Holy fucking shit. Yeah, we can show that on Patreon, right? If this account gets taken down, who cares, right? It's a burner. Yeah. This one of them is questionable. One of them's question.
Go ahead and make a new account just in case, because it has to be up for 24 hours before we can go live with it.
Whoa, dude. There's so many pictures. Oh, they got the Donald Trump one in here.
Ivan Huerta says, hopefully the pictures aren't too small.
Nailed it. All right, so... Oh, fuck me. I've never tried to text this many pictures. It's not letting me do it. Do I email these?
No, airdrop them.
All right. Bob, I'm going to airdrop.
You can airdrop like a million pictures at a time.
Actually, let me send it. All right, I'm going to send it to you, Bob. You ready? I'll just put midgets in the subject line. So that way when you pull it up, you'll know what it is.
Are you emailing it? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm emailing it. I was worried you wouldn't know what it is. So
if it's going to be over 25 megabytes, you can't email it.
It said it went through. And then there's a video, Bob. Now let me see if I can text this video in high quality. It appears as if I can, Bob. So boom, you're getting that. I haven't seen the video, so we'll pop that up live on screen when we'll see it. But all right, let's read these rates off while Bob is getting that. I'm gonna read the rates off for these midgets. Okay, we got it's pricey. God damn, dude, midgets are in high demand. Okay, so here's the deal. 24 hours, they'll be there. You got to book them out at least 24 hours in advance. And then you got to leave a deposit. That's all fine. All right, one male midget, 1 hour, is $750.
$750?
Correct.
Ooh.
For a midget, dude. That requires a $250 deposit.
For an hour?
Yes, 1 hour. So you get 1 hour with the midget.
Fuck that.
And then, no, dude, 1 hour?
It's like multiple prostitutes.
On screen time? I understand, guys, but you heard him on the phone. Midgets are in high demand this time of year. All right? God damn. Show some respect. $500 on arrival. Each additional hour is only $100. Oh, all right. So shit. We could fucking have a 3-hour midget for a grand. One female midget, $750 total. $250. I thought a female midget would be higher.
You're only going to do one?
Oh, here's the deal. Each additional hour is $200 for the female midget. So that's where they're getting you with that. They're hoping you're going to have some fun, get a stripper midget, which we'll show you in a second here, and then you're going to want her for another 2 hours hanging around. All right, now here's where shit gets wild, okay? One midget for wrestling, bowling, boxing, or tossing. Just want to toss them around. Now that's a 2 hour total there, and that's going to be 1200, 1200 right there, 1200 bucks.
That does not. But you get them
for
like
2 hours, so that's 600 a pop. That's 600 a midget.
They got 80% of that just for showing up. This guy's getting tossed as a bowling ball.
I know, and he's getting a lower amount.
You know how much damage I could do to a dude if I got to throw him for an hour?
Okay. A lot.
Yeah.
And this will lead us to the next point on here. Dwarf tossing, Giorgio, orders include safety helmets, vests, landing gear, license, and insurance. So we don't have to deal with any of that. That's all them. Right? That's all in the company on AustinMidgets.com. Dwarf wrestling orders include wardrobe, props, portable ring, license, and insurance. That's a nice thing. I don't want to get sued by these midgets, dude.
How much does that cost?
I want it on the fucking thing.
With a portable ring and shit. They're going to have a normal-sized person drive all that shit over, probably.
They are. They're going to have to set that up as well. 2 hours. And they'll do it for 2 hours there. But you're looking at $2,400 if you want them wrestling. And then plus the setup. And you got to tip these little fuckers.
I feel like we could just get them here and convince them to wrestle us.
Maybe.
Like, we don't have to go double on the pay.
Maybe. Throw them through this fucking table.
Yeah.
See what happens.
They'll try to wrestle us if we refuse to pay them.
Yeah. Bob, did you get the picks I sent?
Yep.
All right. So let's pop them up here, see what we're looking at. Now, this is great. Obviously, I made the call about some Christmas midgets there. This is a little elf. It's a woman. That's nice. Now.
That's an aggressive turn.
Sure is. Now, this is a text message you're sending to a stranger.
For pick two.
For pick two, dude.
Is she wearing Jordans?
Jordans? And what is that? Is that the Kim Kardashian midget?
I can't see it because they keep switching it off the screen. Yeah, leave it on the screen.
Yeah, you can leave it on the screen, bro.
I guess.
Yeah, that looks like...
Yeah, those are some old school Jordans. Those are expensive.
I mean, she used to be an Adidas gal, but...
Yeah, but they're also child size, so they're cheaper for those. Okay, keep going there, Bob. What's the next one? What do we got here? Okay. This is the third pick I got, dude. It was a black midget nurse.
Nurse stripper, yeah.
Yeah, nurse. Oh, she's a stripper?
Look at the leg. She's got the thing on there.
Oh, the little garter shit. Yeah. Okay. She looks like a real nurse to me, you know?
Well, she is giving people COVID vaccinations, so.
Oh, is that what that is?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Okay. There's the jacked midget.
Two shirtless dudes in a bathroom. Yeah, there's nothing gay about that.
Now what's going on in this pic, Bob? The guy on the left, that midget seems pretty pissed off.
The guy on the far right looks like a fat what's his name? The guy that pees on people, R. Kelly.
Yeah. Look at these little fuckers, dude. Three of them are having fun. There's always an angry one. He's pissed off. What's he angry about?
They're in constant pain, so probably that.
Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's why I'm angry. Because it hurts to be a midget.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. All right, let's go to the next one. What do we got there? Ah, look at that little Asian wrestler there.
Best of the best.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
There it is.
That's what I got hit with.
What are you doing?
Bob, it's Patreon. It's just an ass. Look at that.
Yeah, it's just a butt.
What do you think of that, Giorgio? What do you think of that midget ass?
Are you asking me to rate said ass?
Yes.
It squats.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be my comment. It squats.
It's always leg day for her.
Yeah.
It's always leg day for her.
Maybe could tighten up a tiny bit.
Boy, that's fucking pushing it. That's really pushing it. You're asking a midget to tighten it up a little bit. How much tighter do you want? 3 more inches off? It's going to be fucking 3'8". That's aggressive, Giorgio.
We can all give a little more.
I guess. It's the holiday season. What do we got next, Bob? Let's see the next one. All right, look. Is that the Britney Spears midget? Or is that a Jamie Lynn Spears? Is that the sister?
What's the difference?
SWAT.
Swatch. Well, she's SWAT team.
She's a cop.
She's a cop. She's a cop at some point.
Back to blue, man.
And then at night, you know, she's a little Jamie Lynn Spears, a little Britney Spears. That's
the short blue line.
Short blue line. It's a great one. What do we got next, Bob? Oh, look at that.
Just a fun party girl.
That's a little rocker, man.
That's the single mom who's addicted to OxyContin.
Oh boy, if you're renting one that's just gonna stay afterwards and not go home, it's that one. It's that one for sure. She wouldn't leave the fucking studio. We'd have to fucking lock the doors, dude. And then when we came in here, everything would be trashed and most of the expensive
stuff. Well, everything would be stolen. From like here down.
Right, everything up yeah. up top.
Up top would be fine, yeah.
No, she leaves with last row.
She yeah, that's a good
Does he have a girlfriend or is he single?
He won't be if he meets her.
I know. What if we got her to have sex with him live on air? Wouldn't be the first time. Go to the next midget. What's this guy? What's he doing?
He's on like a Jordan Belfort situation.
Yeah, he's making moves on Wall Street. This is he's a boiler room guy.
That's a succession.
It's Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's nice.
Closing deals.
Closing deals, dude.
ABC. Be closing.
ABC. Always be closing. Next up, all right, then you got the two midget cops there.
Well, those are ladies. Strippers as well.
We don't know that. They could be protecting the streets.
No, cops don't have midriff uniforms.
All of these females are strippers.
Guys, this is getting ridiculous now. Those look like real cops out on the streets, arresting people, fucking making DUIs happen. That is aggressive out of you guys. I don't assume whenever I see a midget woman that they're a cop. I mean, a stripper. I assume that there are their profession, and then if they strip later, then they strip later, but... Man, that's aggressive, guys. Come on. It's a family show. Here we go. Look at the midget fireman. Yeah, pop up that one.
Look yeah, how much does little turnout gear cost?
Now, he looks angry. This is the one I don't want to hire. I don't want this guy. Because he kind of looks like JoJo the dog face boy. A little bit, too. So there's something else going on there besides little jeans, right?
Yeah, he may be Teen Wolf as well.
Maybe.
Teen Little Wolf.
He looks angry to be there. He didn't want to be in this photo today.
Oh, we should do Small Soldiers.
Oh, little... what do you want? Like, what era, though?
Yeah, but Small Soldiers were tiny. They were, like, fucking 10 movie. Inches high.
Oh, yeah.
With Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Who we got next, Bobby?
Was it Phil Hartman was the other guy?
Yeah.
This is one of the tossers, or the tossies, I guess. I don't know what's going on. Oh,
got it. What's up with the other midget, though?
Yeah, I don't know what his or her deal is. It's hard to tell if that's a man or a woman.
It might be a trans midget. Shit, dude. That might be the first time I've said that word. Mm. Is that a word yet?
It is now.
Trans midget? All right. Shit. Not sure what they do, but the other guy is definitely getting tossed. He's got a harness on. And a helmet there, a little protective helmet. And that's nice. What else we got, Bobby? Keep scrolling, brother. All right, so is that a leprechaun midget or?
Yeah, I think it's St. Patrick's Day theme. Not really your classic leprechaun outfit, but.
No, I'd prefer it with a little hat and a dude.
I mean, that might just be an Oompa Loompa out of the town.
Maybe.
Orange skin, green hair.
I don't like that pick. I wipe that from the sight if I'm them. It's too hard to see what you're getting there.
Oh.
Whoa. That
This is Dogface again.
Yeah, it's Dogface.
Not angry this time.
Well, he's got a truncheon for a boner. He's got a nightstick for a boner, this guy. Look at that, dude. That's his stripper. The fireman, though, looked like he could legit put out a fire. This guy, though, is not a cop. That's a fake.
I gotta say, this guy would not get me going. And I'll tell you why. What really takes me out of it. Is he's got an NYPD shirt but a London Bobby hat. Like, yeah. How am I supposed to get an erection with that kind of...
I know.
You can't suspend disbelief with that type of shit.
Continuity is important.
It sure is. Who do we got next, Bobby? Who's the next little... Okay, so this is a weird one here. Which one's the midget?
Short one.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So another Oompa Loompa, but this time with a woman that has gigantic fake titties.
Yeah.
Like unpleasantly large.
Yeah, are you sure they're fake?
Yes. Either that or she's got two goiters hanging off her chest.
All right, kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Christmas is coming. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Might as well hop into a nice new mattress from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Get that bundle package, dog. If you're getting a big ticket item for you and your wife or you and your gay lover, I highly recommend the bundle package from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. I love it. I've had it for 3+ years at this point. I can't go back, damn it. super sleek remote control. You can get in split king too, or just a whole king if you want. But let's say your lover, man or woman, wants to go to bed early. You want to stay up late. Enjoy the TV mode. You have that option with the old split king over there. And it's 40% off. It's great. Now, if you already have one and you're saying, hey, Ross, you big dumb dick, I just need a mattress and some pillows. Well, you can get two free pillows with a mattress right now and get 30% off the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout there. It's another new deal they have. They got sheets. They got weighted blankets. They got the covers in case you're doing butt stuff over there. All of it's 30% off. Fill up the cart as high as it'll go. Great Christmas gifts from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Even the sheets. Even if you just get the sheets, you're good to go over there. Bottom of the page, you're going to see a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credits. Check that box. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. And you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, support it for Drinking Bros is brought to you by manscaped.com, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. 5 million men worldwide have done this now. And they've trusted us with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DRINKINGBROS at manscaped.com. My math is correct. I think it is. It's 10 million balls. And if they're shipping for free worldwide, test them out. Really take them the limit. Order some to Somalia. Maybe you got a buddy over there. Send him one. See if it gets there. I want to see if they're true to their word. Will they give you free worldwide shipping? Ship some to a buddy in Somalia if you have a friend out there. Look, we've all used this product. We've had it for years, I think, at this point. It's the only product as far as shaving up your old pubic hair and the old ball sack and the old taint. It's the only product you can use out there, okay? If you walk into somebody's bathroom and they don't have one of these in there, chances are they're disgusting human beings. Right now, they got the Performance Package 4.0, and it's a game changer. It's got the lawnmower trimmer I was talking about for the downstairs, the weed whacker, which is the ear and nose hair trimmer for the upstairs, the crop preserver ball deodorant, the crop reviver toner, and the performance boxer briefs, all in a travel bag to hold your goodies. It's great. It's the best ball trimmer of all time, damn it. So what are you waiting for out there? Order the Performance Package 4.0, and they'll even throw in two free gifts, which is the boxers and the shed travel bag. Bring your comfort in boxers to another level. Takes time to take care of yourself, damn it. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping. The promo code Drinking Bros. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drinking Bros at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with manscaped.com. Next up, it's the holiday season. Everybody's in the mood for giving. Euro Optic is here just in time for deer season. Euro Optic is offering our listeners a discount on Vortex products. Use promo code DB10 to save 10% on all regular priced Vortex products. Euro Optic and Vortex are supporting us, so we ask you to support them. Or at least know that you're listening. Head on over to EuroOptic.com/drinkingbros today. This episode is also brought to you by them. Damn it! I feel like they're a part of the family. For over 20 years, Euro Optic has been supplying premium optics, firearms, hunting apparel, and outdoor gear to individuals around the world. EuroOptic is a veteran-owned company based in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, and their dedicated team of customer service and sales reps are composed of hunters, shooters, and outdoor enthusiasts, all with firsthand knowledge of the gear they offer. If you're familiar with EuroOptic, then you know they already have the fastest shipping in the entire world. With their red shipping, you will get your purchase shipped the same day, and it'll be at your doorstep in 1 to 2 days for free. Just look for the red logo on most of their optics and gear. And again, just in time for deer season, they're offering our listeners a discount on Vortex product. DB10 is the promo code to save 10% on all Vortex products. EuroOptic and Vortex are once again supporting us, so we ask you to support them, please, or just go over to their website and let them know you're listening by heading on over to EuroOptic.com/drinkingbros today. Last but not least, it's Babbel, language for life. Damn it. You're going to get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to Babbel.com/drinkingbros. We're talking about learning a new language today, kids. Babbel. The best in the biz, Spanish, German, English for some of you guys, huh? Some of you guys need English, including myself. This holiday season, if you're looking for a unique gift that inspires curiosity, travel, and culture, give the gift of Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you'll be able to discover the wonder that comes with learning a new language. I know D'Anthony has been using this forever. So is Dakota Meyer. Those guys are learning Spanish again. I think German. I think Dakota's learning German over there. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson. You can start living and having real-life conversations in a new language as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts. Voiced by real native speakers, not computers, their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from over 14 different languages. Once again, Spanish is in there, German, English, French, Italian. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. I like that. There's so many ways you can learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to Babbel.com/drinkingbros. That is Babbel.com/drinkingbros for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, a language for life. Boy, if you guys are watching the video show today, this one's a beaut. That midget, man, that's the Oompa Loompa one. I think that could be a good elf. All right, what do we got next? Jesus, Bob. Everybody's coughing, sneezing. The whole fucking office is sick. What is this midget, dude? What's the fucking story here? Is this a Spanish one?
I think this is just a cute girl who happens to be a little person.
You think so? It's not a character? It's not like a Shakira midget?
Evita. Maybe.
Maybe.
Or Shakira, maybe.
Wasn't Madonna Evita, though?
Yeah, but Madonna's also pretended to be British for a while for some reason. It's weird. Like, if you were first coming onto the scene and you wanted to pretend to be something else, I guess that's cool.
Nobody would know.
But people had known her for like 25 years, and then she just switched up to British all of a sudden. That's a weird move.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Who do we got next, Bob? Who's up on the old midget scale there?
Oh, it's Men in Black midgets.
Oh, shit.
And Donald Trump.
This is Trump and his Secret Service team, yeah.
Look at that, dude.
Can you zoom in on that?
That's great. Yeah, can we zoom in on that? Trump and the Secret Service midgets? Shit, dude. So that was the Trump they're talking about. All right, let's see.
And he's even doing the hand
pose. Oh, he's doing the hand pose.
Now,
wow.
The Secret Service guys on the right look legit with the arms crossed, but the guy on the left is doing like a fucking boy band pose for some reason.
Yeah, not real sure why he's got a fedora on.
Yeah, Secret Service doesn't typically cruise around with fedoras.
They don't?
No.
Okay. All right. Thought I'd ask. The black midget looks pretty powerful, though. Keep going here. What do we got next on this? All right, so she's back, but she's got a little buddy. The little Latinx.
I think I know that girl.
The Latinx
Midge. The one on the right, isn't that Chrissy Mayer's friend?
Oh, fuck. What if it is?
And
yeah, it might be.
Yeah, I think that's her friend.
It might be. She hangs out with midgets all the time.
Well, that one in particular.
There's a bunch of them.
She does comedy, I think.
Yeah. Does she?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good for her. But yeah, I guess if you had, you know, that type of fetish, you get two of them there. Might as well double up. If you're rich, you know, and that's your kink, congratulations. I can't even watch midget porn. I can never watch it in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Me neither.
To be honest.
Me neither. I just, that's never been a thing. I can entertain a lot of shit. That's just one, though, that I could never fucking get hard to. Now, the video, Bob, what's the video they sent me that I just texted you? Because I feel like that's odd. All right, they're elves. Pop it up on the screen here. Let's
just a
this.
Quick 19-second, you know.
That's fine.
Elves
play
in action.
Play it, yeah. Are they dancing at all? Is it slow people? It's in slow motion.
Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood.
That's the worst edit I've
Godfather
ever seen.
Godfather Hollywood Productions, dude. That's who made that video. Holy fucking shit, dude. It's a logo of a guy who's shirtless and jacked. Hollywood Productions? Shut the fuck up, dude.
Established 1998.
Stop it. Is that what it says? Do we have to go to this guy's site now? Is there a fucking website for him? Pull that up. Now I've got to see this fucking guy. Who does that? Who makes a logo like that? Put the logo up one more time. Godfather Hollywood Productions, and it's just a shirtless dude with a really bad Photoshopped head on top of it. Okay, so it's Godfatherhollywood.com?
Yeah.
The fuck does this guy do? Man, we're going in a rabbit hole today, dude. Hopefully you've dropped acid or... taking some form of edible at home. How's Herschel doing, Bob? I know he's running today. Is he in the lead yet? Do we have any early results out of Georgia?
I haven't seen any early results on Twitter yet.
Okay. Just checking in. Big day for Herschel. Last day for Herschel. GodfatherHollywood.com. What does he do there?
It says strippers, entertainers, little people. And then there's another comma, but it's not filled out. After that, he's a self-made CEO. Michael launched his California corporation in 1998 with only $8,000, and now has over 15 different trademarks and entities in the adult entertainment industry. He is now expanding his empire to more strippers, little people, and a VIP marketing website design company, along with stripper videos for sale. He's a former dancer. He produced a male review that was the biggest thing in Southern California.
Shit.
So just the biggest thing. And so like it beat bigger than the Dodgers.
Good Lord.
He is. Bigger than Dodgers. I agree with that in the Lakers. For sure.
He also pushed himself with hard work to be the number one undefeated exotic dancer for over 10 years until retirement.
Let me stop you right there.
Yes.
How do you defeat an exotic dancer and at what?
By dance and by moves. Look, we've all seen Magic Mike. He was apparently the original Magic Mike. Maybe that's who it's based on. Is his name Michael?
It is.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It is Michael?
Yeah.
Maybe this is the dude. When we're fucking shitting on him and he's living his dream by booking midget strippers around the globe.
If we've stumbled upon Magic Mike.
God, dude. Does he have a story there?
Well, there is an interview here.
No way. On what? What is that?
It's on Instagram, but he was on the news, I guess.
On the news? Play it.
He has 74,000 followers.
He looks like
he's more than me.
He looks like a fucking burn victim.
Maybe he is a burn victim. Play that video real quick, dude. What does he say? What's his story?
Los Angeles, on orders of the mayor, power has been cut off to the mansion where a wild party was held for TikTok stars. That meant no air conditioner in the middle of an intense heat wave. Now the dude behind the event is speaking out, and he's not one bit sorry.
Tell me it's him.
At the end of the day, people are going to choose freedom, and that's where we're at. How long is this lockdown going to last? Are we going to roll over and you know, play dead?
Hollywood, Hollywood,
Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood. I know this fucking guy. So, do you remember during the pandemic?
Jake Paul.
Yes. Yeah. They threw that fucking huge party. We covered it when we were doing a show, and it was Mayor Garcetti of L.A. that came up and cut the fucking power, and it was all like TikTok stars and fucking...
We were in Wilmington, yep.
Holy shit, you were there, Georgia?
Yeah.
This is the guy?
Yeah.
He threw the party.
He did make it, guys. We have really looked like we have eggs on our faces today. He has made it. That guy has fucking made it, dude. Shit. Same dude. What are the chances? He went against the whole goddamn city. No wonder he's got so many followers.
He was a dancer. All these TikTok stars, you know how to dance.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, he's putting some stuff together.
Son of a bitch. I bet his TikTok is huge. Does he have a fucking TikTok? Godfather Hollywood? Man, we're really doing some shit here.
He has John 14:18 in his bio.
Is that a psalm?
Yeah, no, it's from the
The Psalms
gospel.
Are in...
Psalms.
Hey, bro. You're talking to the wrong guy about religion. Well, look,
he said, and I think there may be some word play here. Sure. John 14:18 is, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
Come to Butthead.
Does he mean the midgets are orphans? He's gonna say
the strippers.
Them?
He means the strippers, Ross.
Which means if that is indeed what he means, he's essentially calling himself Jesus.
Yes,
just to be
dude.
Clear.
God damn it! I love anyone who will take it to the level of comparing themselves to Jesus. That is so fucking great.
Jesus wears this outfit.
Look at that, dude. That is fast and furious. Look at this fucking guy. Godfather underscore Hollywood underscore. Is that CEO?
Yeah, because he's the CEO of Godfather Hollywood.
Son of a bitch. I thought he was Godfather Hollywood. Therefore, he didn't need to add a CEO to the end of his name. You know what I'm saying? Look at that body. You jealous, Delco? Yeah. Oh, shit. He's got a fucking Baywatch one. You see the Baywatch one, Dan? That's nice. It's almost like a rock tattoo.
Yeah. It is very similar to the Rock's tattoo. Yeah. It might be the same one.
You think he just loved the Rock and he just switched at one point in his life and was just like, fuck it.
There are dozens of people who spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to look like certain celebrities.
Wow.
Like there's one Russian woman that spent over $100,000 to look like a fucking Barbie.
Really?
Yep.
That's great.
Nope.
Good for him, dude. What a day we've had today. My God, this has been just full. There's days where you just kind of go along, you kind of drift through it.
He has an alter ego.
Officer Daddy.
Officer Daddy will protect you, dude. So is he a cop or is he a stripper? Was he a former cop? Square, this looks like a real police rectangle. Car. Is that a real cop outfit?
No, he's saying he's dressed up like Officer Daddy for Halloween.
I understand that, but that outfit's legit. And how did he get a fucking police car?
I mean, he may have just stood in front of one.
Wow.
That is obviously a Photoshop situation.
Because he's got a gun. What kind of gun is that, Dan?
I have no idea. What has he got there? It's too far away.
Pop it back up. Exactly. The monitor is too far away. Finally answer that question.
I can tell if it was a woman or a man, but not what kind of gun it is.
Okay.
It's a low quality.
This looks all legit to me across the board. He's a cop. He's a CEO. Party starter, obviously. Dancer.
He gets lip injections.
What doesn't this guy do? Is the question now. Fucking A, dude.
Can we zoom in on those lip injections?
Yeah. Go to that one more pickup. Zoom up to that limit. One more.
One more.
This one?
No.
Up. One more. Go up. There it is. Right there. Yep. With a Jesus cross. There you go. Pop that up. Those are lip injections. Holy shit.
And dude. He may have had the coloring tattoo as well. Because they're a little bit brighter than you would expect natural lipstick.
If that was on the other side of a glory hole, would you know?
No. If the lips were just sticking through?
You have to ask a question that only a man could answer. And if the woman can't answer it, then you know that it's safe to stick your dick through the hole.
So you're saying the response out of the voice box would give you enough to put your penis through
the hole? Just so a combination of things. The tone and depth, I suppose, of the voice, and then also whether they can answer the question properly or not.
Okay.
So you have to develop questions that only a man would be able to answer.
All right. So Giorgio, to answer your question, yes, that is definitely some form of light tattoo to enhance the color of his lips. That's my guess there. Usually Mexican women do that, but not adult men. That is First time I've ever seen that in real life. And
I think there's been some nose work done.
Yeah, there's probably been quite a bit of work done there. Jonathan, I don't know what the question is. I think we need to take some time to develop a question that only a man can answer.
Oh, if you're asking if it's a man or a woman?
Or maybe you should start with a question, because the if it was a man...
I know the question.
If it was a man pretending to be a woman, they could just pretend not to know the answer because they want to chug that hog. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's a danger zone. So you need a question that only a woman can answer.
I know. Well, or if a man answered it, then you would know. So I would ask, how many times has Kirk Cousins won in primetime? If they immediately just spout out zero, then it's like, all right, great.
I've got it.
We move on. What do you got?
What's the first thing you do after you pee?
Pull up my boxers.
Well, a woman would say wipe.
It's true. And they would think about it. So, like, for me, it came right out, right? So, yes, I think it's a good one. Because, yeah, you would think about that, or you wouldn't have to think about that if you were a man or a woman, right?
Exactly.
Now, if they said pull up my underwear, then you could be fucked.
As a guy, you'd be like, you don't shake it first? I don't trust you.
Well, and I mean, if it was a woman that didn't, I don't know what is going on down there, to be honest. But I know that women do wipe their vagina after they pee.
Yeah.
So if it's a woman that's not wiping her vagina, you probably don't want to stick your dick in her mouth anyways, because it's gross.
Do you? If you're sticking your dick in a glory hole, you don't care about life. Sure, you anyways. Do.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, so
it's that's not an experience that you're hoping to walk away from.
It's a risky situation. I'll it give is, you that. Yeah. I'll give you that. But we're giving you the tools to marginalize that risk. That's the point of the show
it's
today.
It's like testing your drugs. Yeah.
All right. One final question for you here. Round table on this one. Was the guy I was talking to then on the phone?
That's that guy. Yes. 100%.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely, because he's not. Nobody would work for this guy. Look at him; he looks like a burn victim. For fuck's sake.
So the other wild shit about this is, with this dude, that's the voice that I pictured coming out of his mouth, 100%. So yeah, I'm with you. That I just talked to Godfather Hollywood CEO.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of guests on this show over the years, Dan. That's the best, and that was only 90 seconds tops. Man. Is he in the shower there?
I'm kind of surprised that he doesn't have... Why is he doing
this? You want to get wet, it says. He's in the shower.
Yeah.
Shaved off all his pubes.
And a Comic Sans font. Can you scroll up to the very top of his Instagram? I want to see if he has posted these AI pictures like every other fucking dumbass.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't. You guys were doing this the other day, and that was ruined within 3 hours after that.
No, but here he is on the phone with Hollywood.
Stop it.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Also, different app, by the way, Ross.
Oh, if you don't promote yourself, Hollywood will.
Nobody will.
Fucking A, dude. Look at that. Look at this guy. Look at that fucking short king. You son of a bitch.
Is he short?
Probably. I'd say...
No, he said he's 6'2 on his thing.
No, that's a lie. That is a lie.
He doesn't look short.
He doesn't look short.
He looks like he's 5'8".
Are there any pictures of him next to other people? Or is it all him?
Yeah. That's a great one. That's a great question.
Very rarely stand next to other people.
Exactly, because they'll appear short.
Is that his girlfriend there? What's who's this?
Yeah, who's that little tart?
Or is she a fob?
Yeah, what does he say? Are they holding a cat?
Looks like they got engaged.
They got engaged.
Congratulations. Holy shit. Is that her little hand?
Yeah, but can I read this caption?
please do. Please read aloud.
Ashley, when I met you, I intentionally did not tell you who I was or what I did for a living because I wanted real love. You're not only beautiful, smart, classy, and loyal, but you are also the reason I've become a better man. So essentially, he didn't want to tell her what he did because he didn't want any gold diggers going after...
His empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his last name is Espinoza.
Yeah.
Michael Joseph Espinoza. I don't know why he decided to put all three of his names... Under
on his own engagement picture with his wife.
Yeah, put that back up. That's kind of weird that you write an open letter to your soon to be wife and you say your soon to be husband and then full name, then thank you.
Holy shit, dude.
Now, is that.
It's the greatest episode.
Is she tagged in this? Can we go see her Instagram?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. So he tagged the restaurant and he tagged, I believe, Match.com. We'll see what Robbins Brothers is, but I doubt it's her.
So she.
Oh, that's the ring.
It's the jewelry company.
So presumptively. They met via Match.com.
Yes.
Okay.
So he didn't meet a whole lot of quality women in his work as a midget.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
So we got her thing right here.
How many followers does she have?
3,463.
And wow. She's already changed her name to the Ashley Espinoza, too. So
smart. You got a brand early.
Wait, go back up. She's
it's underscore the Ashley Espinoza.
There's nobody on earth is a cosmetologist and has an MBA. That's not true. That's just not true.
So it says God, Virgo, 90s baby, MBA.
That's also Cosma. The wrong way to do 90s, by the way.
Yeah. What?
90s baby.
It's you go apostrophe 90s.
Yeah. So that's wrong. So really showing she doesn't have an MBA.
Holy shit. And then the engagement date. So they just got engaged in October.
Picture of them.
Well, that's probably the wedding date. So they just got married.
That's the wedding
day. Oh, they get married? Is that their wedding photos?
Month, 2 months ago.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, him. Oh, he looks bad.
Was this
here.
Their honeymoon? Disney World?
Yeah.
Disney World's great, dude.
Where else do you go for a honeymoon?
That's where you fucking spend most of your free time is in Orlando.
If you've never made love at Disney World, then you've not made
love. Have you
lived?
Yeah, dude.
I like Busch Gardens because I like to make the horses watch.
That's fair. Yeah.
She's really confused here.
No, she doesn't model that much. She's got an MBA. She's not used to this. This is a different world that he's dragged her into.
This is chaos.
It's great. Are they on a bed right there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought she had a handful of
hogs. He's got his own hand on his dick. Oh, and look at the high heels. He's fucking short, dude. Anybody who's fucking 6'2 doesn't wear heels.
I'm just more concerned about tall. Yeah, I'm more concerned about the looks on their faces. It looks
she's
like,
small.
Looks like someone showed them something to read.
Who took this picture?
Do you think she's a midget?
She's tiny.
They tagged the photographer. Let's go to this photographer.
All right. Oh, boy. Let's go down the full fucking rabbit hole today. Let's really do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
That's that Asian dude that does all the funny videos. You haven't ever seen
him? Oh, all right. Okay.
Sheets out
from
other stuff.
I didn't know if he was the one that was doing those videos of the midget Japanese man.
Just some.
All right. It's rare you get to talk to a celebrity like this, like on accident. I wasn't a scheduled guest today. Supposed to have Tyler Gray, and this ended up being so much more today. My God, man. My God. Look at all that. So here's my guess. After looking at all these photos here, and they're scrolling by the screen here on the side, I think as a man, you don't get into renting out midget strippers if that's not also your fetish. Mm-hmm. And I think the girl might be borderline midget, and she was probably the most attractive one.
She looks normal height.
But
she looks like 5'1".
Slide into her DMs and ask her how tall she is.
Yeah. What's that? Who's that? Is that the same person?
Wait, scroll back up to the top.
Is that the same person that looks like a midget?
No, scroll back up to the top. Does she have a model link? Because usually they'll have their height and shit in there.
Oh, she has a website.
She does. Okay.
Which is way better than her husband's.
It's coming soon.
It's coming soon, guys.
Still way better than her husband's.
Guys, it's coming soon. This we don't judge people on their websites. We don't judge midget models.
This is like a fucking WordPress or Angel Fire.
And that's all fine,
education.
Guys.
Sorry, you gotta blow this up.
Wait, go up.
I need to
go
see down. This.
Jesse, have you ever seen midget porn? Before you get out of here?
Yeah, but look at these facts.
I love this.
Pop on a mic
Eight
real quick.
Years experience. 2 degrees.
Plus projects. One license.
That's that. That's, guys, that's so modeling. Sorry if you don't
understand.
She can't
drive.
That's not the license she has.
That's
she
right.
Has cosmo,
you're right. She doesn't have a driver's license. Yeah, you're right.
Scroll down to the education part.
Jesse, you've worked with, okay, before we get into the midget thing, real quick, you've worked with a lot of cosmetologists.
Yeah.
Yep. Any one of them have an MBA ever in your life?
Well, I'm a cosmetologist, technically as well. So I don't know what you're saying about people that use cutting hair and beauty to get through whatever.
Not at all. But.
And I haven't.
Have you met one with an MBA?
The answer is no. Just say fucking no.
Listen, I was going to get to the answer.
Yeah. So it's no.
Let me finish.
Yeah. No. No, right.
Fucking Ross Perot over here.
So that was the whole. Yeah, can't I finish? So secondly, have you watched midget porn? I can't even watch it. I can't even pull it up.
Any kind of porn that you can think of, I've at least popped it on to just see what's up. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Just to see if I'm into it or not. So you've clearly seen it. And decided
real quick. Yeah, I was just like, all right, I can't do this, right? Could you do it?
No, I wasn't into it.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know.
A lot of times I'm just sort of intrigued, you know?
Yeah, to see the chaos of it. Yeah.
Just kind of being like, what is
Yeah, no, I understand.
What's up with this?
Yeah, I understand it.
What happened to you, or what is your thing that is your specific,
right,
your go-to
that
video?
You've turned that way where you're just like, oh shit, I've got to go that way.
Yeah, that one I can't really figure out.
It's a pedophile with self-control.
Yeah, right? It's something like that.
Yeah.
I've hung out with Bridget the Midget before.
Really?
Yeah, she's super fun.
Yeah, what's her story? Nice. She get drunk?
No, didn't she stab somebody last year?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's in prison.
This was way before that.
Yeah, she's in prison right now.
I met her at a bar and was like, oh, I liked Runaway Midget, which is one of her porns where they put her in a suitcase and put her on a bus, and then they take her out whenever they are feeling okay, like they want that. And she said, oh yeah, that was a cute one.
Yeah.
So she's in prison now, right?
I think so. You may want to look that up. She's an interesting figure.
You think she's on the...
She stabbed somebody.
She was good looking.
You think she's on the bottom bunk?
Yeah, for sure.
Or do they...
No, she can't... No.
So they pick her up and...
You're going to have your celly just fucking hoist you up to the top bunk.
Or maybe
every night?
A little ladder or something. I don't know.
No, they don't do that, right? Would a prison splurge for a little ladder?
Or a trampoline so she can jump up there. Really?
Yeah, because you can't get to that top bunk up there. You're going to make him sleep on the bottom.
How do they deal with that?
Yeah, exactly. What do you do with a midget
in
prison?
You can't just be...
So my first-hand experience with such things.
Have you had sex with a midget, Giorgio?
No, but I was in a cell with a midget. Well, not in a cell, but I was in a pod with a midget.
How was that?
They slept in one of these things are called boats. And it's this little like plastic container on the floor that then your mattress kind of flops inside.
So it was Tupperware.
Jesse just goes, I'm going to go.
It's a Tupperware with a tiny little mattress in it.
Yeah, so they gave him a little piece of Tupperware. Did they get a...
They made him sleep in a dog bed.
Yeah. Was that what it was?
And it's usually they're with like another person because it's two, but then no one's on the top bunk now. So then the normal sized person there kind of uses that as their storage.
Okay. Okay. And then what do the other inmates do? Like, do you put soap and socks and then start beating the guy?
No, I think he's kind of usually their source of entertainment, and he's kind of like playing dominoes or like drinking Kool-Aid. The one guy was doing a lot of pull-ups.
In hopes of what?
Can we do a music video where it's a midget in prison?
Yeah. Well, I think they did. It's R. Kelly. R. Kelly did that.
He's waiting to get revenge.
Trapped in the closet.
He's training to get revenge on the people.
He's grinding in the dark while everybody else is sleeping.
That convicted him of a crime that he didn't commit.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. So they put him in a little piece of Tupperware, huh?
It's a dog bed in Tupperware.
Man, that's fucked up, dude. But he had a bed, right? So nobody else had it.
Okay. Also, they usually get the one. So like, the mattresses have been in there for a while.
Yeah.
The guy will like rip it open and take all the stuffing out and put it into his, and they just leave like a half filled one there for them to then pick up and give to somebody else. And they usually give him one of those.
Shut the fuck up, dude. This just keeps getting worse. This just keeps getting worse.
What do you got to say, Bob?
Today. We just live in, I don't understand.
This world?
Yeah.
Where you would rip out all the stuffing of a midget's
I don't understand mattress. Giorgio's carny life.
That's pretty clear to me. Now, the midget stuff I'm just learning about, but that, no. Everything else today has been a shock except for Giorgio's story.
I know, but it's just always, it's like more, and like I feel like I'm reading about someone who traveled with the Barnum Circus in like the 1890s. It's like every one of his stories sounds like that.
Wow.
Like he's like, yeah, me and seven of my friends did have to murder an elephant one day because it kept killing midgets. And that's what happens. And then the townspeople chase us out of town.
My God, dude. Yeah. Look, Giorgio's stuff is all right in line. But everything else we've done here today has been completely and utterly fucking amazing. And this is way better than any guest we could have hoped for. I love you, Tyler Gray, and he's coming. He just texted me. But man, oh man, dude. This went so fucking dark today. So weird. And like, I think we finally answered the question of whether or not this was LPs or little people or midges. I mean, there was midgets on every single part of this website today.
Yeah. Did you happen in her education section there? Does it say where her MBA is from?
Yeah. Do you want to guess?
Tahiti Tech.
Close. I mean, she got her bachelor's and MBA from the University of Phoenix.
Online?
They only have online.
Can we get an applause for that, please?
Please, no. Delco. Please, hammer it, dude. Wow. University of Phoenix online. Fly, Eagles, fly. That's their saying, too, by the way. Same as Philadelphia. Yeah, it is. No. Yep. If you look it up. Look up the University of Phoenix mascot. It's the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Holy shit, dude. That is fucking incredible. Incredible. What a day.
When I search University of Phoenix mascot, the first result comes as, is University of Phoenix a real school?
It sure is.
Yeah.
They're the Eagles, right?
No, I think they're the Phoenix. They don't have sports. It's not like, what's that one Grand Canyon that like became a real school?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's a phoenix rising from the ashes. Is that what it is?
Probably, yeah.
That's great. That's even better.
I don't think they have a mascot.
You don't think so?
I might.
I mean, they don't have sports. They're not on Grand Canyon level yet.
Yeah, they have 84,000 students.
They sure do.
Their motto is, we rise.
They're bigger than Ohio State.
University of Phoenix, their motto is we rise. What about like the University of Tallahassee? Is it the South will rise again?
Maybe.
It's not going to, by the way.
I hope so. By the way, the other thing I want to talk about was this the Munkenstein here. They're facing federal charges here now over Musk's Neuralink. There's a federal probe here off of putting these chips in monkeys right mm-hmm. now. Why is that?
Because
are they letting them go then into the world?
Because like 1,500 of them died.
So what?
Well,
isn't that what they fucking make them for? Is rules, to do tests on them?
Well, no. I mean, monkeys just exist.
Right, but aren't they creating them in labs for this shit?
No, they're stealing them.
Well, where are they stealing them from?
The wild, I would imagine. Wow, I don't know
what wild. Is
they
it
may
China?
Be breeding their own monkeys. I don't know.
If they are, I'm okay with this.
But the story. I mean, if you read the full story from the last couple of weeks. There's also sheep and pigs and monkeys. Some of the monkeys with the Neuralink chip have chewed their own hands off and stuff like that. But, you know.
You're going to crack a few eggs, dude, if you're trying to change the world.
Yeah. But it is illegal.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's not any more illegal than all the fucking dogs that, you know, Fauci murdered. But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
I mean, we've been doing this for years. Why is this new now? So, yeah, they're saying 1,500 dead. Brains are altered in sheep. And pigs. And then Shock the Monkey was trending last night. I just love the song. I didn't know it was because of this.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody needs a little electricity from time to time.
Man, dude.
Milo got it. Now he's not gay anymore. So
sure did.
Maybe the monkeys were gay and that's what Elon was doing.
But you can pray the gay away.
Yeah, with a little bit of juice.
Yeah.
Just zzz,
that's all you prayer, need. Yeah. And then you're good to go. Where do they shock you? Do you know that?
In the testicles, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. That would make the most sense to me, or the butt.
We have some breaking news.
What do we got?
Before we get out of here.
What do we got?
Stop playing coy, bitch.
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening.
What do we got?
Your boy, Baker Mayfield.
Shut up.
Signed.
With?
By the Los Angeles Rams.
No way. Who are they playing? Seattle? Do they start him immediately? Like, how does that work?
I don't know what's going on. What's their depth chart?
Look, Stafford's out.
It'll either be him or Bryce Perkins.
So Bryce Perkins started last week.
I
watched him.
161 yards, two interceptions.
Yeah, he runs a lot. Man, do they pop him in there and see what happens? Yeesh. Cooper Kupp is out for the year, too. So, all right, cool. He's not going to San Fran. I don't want to see that bullshit. San Fran's still got a shot at this. They need to pick up a quarterback. That's wild, man. Fucking A, dude. Baker Mayfield. I'll never forget when I said he was nothing but a CFL quarterback on this show. And I got hammered by Browns fans, went on to win Rookie of the Year. And then afterwards, he completely shit the bed the rest of his career. And that was that. That was that for Baker Mayfield. But yeah, man, fuck. The Rams, he might be able to start. Maybe he'll make something of his life. We'll find out. They don't have any receivers there, so I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. Weird story to end it, dude. Brady, by the way, 3-1 since the divorce. So
yep.
It turns out he was right. Good for him.
She was the problem.
Yeah, she was.
Well, her and the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let the kids off the hook.
Well, should we or should we not?
No.
They're easily part of the problem.
But, he's being a champion right now. You know what I'm saying? He's delighting the world. She can watch the kids for a couple more
years. As Michael Jordan would say, you know, people have a lot to say about my parenting. That's because they never won nothing. So,
did he say that?
He didn't. Not about parenting, no.
He should have.
No, but yeah, he definitely didn't parent his kids.
Yeah, he definitely did not. Mm. Do you think the Godfather Hollywood CEO had a good dad?
Oh man, I don't know that he knows either of his parents.
I mean, if
he did, they probably don't admit it.
Okay.
Like, okay. What's your son do? Oh, he sells midgets on the internet.
Yeah.
That's about it, actually.
What do you mean? At AustinMidgets.com? Yeah, that's it.
Well, technically, it's at LittlePeopleDelivery.com as well.
Well, that's not the site that popped up for me.
That's just a mirror site. The main site is Little People Delivery.
Tough shit, yeah. You know? That's still onesie-twosie there. You are a midget rental professional. That's what you do. What do you do? I rent out midget strippers.
I'm in the import-export business. Oh, yeah? What? Well,
midgets.
Yeah.
Wild day today. Bob, how's Herschel doing? No updates yet?
No updates yet.
Man, that's look, it's 5:30 in Georgia.
We'll have
right
some
now.
Updates tomorrow. Tim Kennedy will be on the show tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Are we going to give Tim Kennedy a football? Have him run around for a little bit?
I don't know. I think he could beat.
If Herschel wins?
He could win in a fight with Herschel Walker, probably.
Probably, right? Yeah. Probably. Time to get to the drinking bro of the week here. This is Zach Luger from TC. Where the fuck is that? Where's TC? What does that stand for? Tacoma?
Nothing I'm aware of.
Me neither. Do you know TC? I don't know TC. It's not Tennessee. Temecula? Who fucking knows, dude? Zach Luger from TC, member of Drinking Bros since 2017, nominating me and Jesse, actually. Shit, she just left. She's not going to get to hear this. For being amazing people and helping my daughter's teacher out. Oh, that's right. She's a first grade teacher in every class, but hers had a wagon for recess balls. Found out today she only had an old laundry basket with a couple balls in it for recess. Now she has a brand new wagon and new balls for the class to enjoy at recess. You guys are truly amazing people. Cheers.
We should hire a midget and send it to that classroom.
Yeah. He hit me up on Twitter and said if it was okay to post a GoFundMe. And I said, no, Jesse and I'll just pay for the wagon. And we sent him some money. Mm. It's one of those things, though, where our listeners are amazing, but you don't know what you're getting on the internet, obviously. And he sent me a picture of the kids at recess with the wagon. And he was just like, dude, I just can't thank you enough. For sure, man. I was actually sitting with Jesse when I got that message. And I was like, don't do a GoFundMe. We'll buy this for the children in the classroom. That was a few weeks ago. So yeah, this just popped up. Thanks, man. Cheers to you. For real. Like, being a teacher is hard enough, let alone most of these teachers and all that shit spend most of their money on school supplies because the funding isn't good enough from our own states. So we have zero problem doing that. Cheers. Thanks for the message. I really appreciate it. And I'll definitely pass it on to Jesse at the end of the night. If you want to nominate anyone for Drinking Bro of the Week, go to drinkingbros.com, click on the submission form, and it's pretty simple, and it just gets emailed directly to us, and then we read it live on air. While you're there, go ahead and peruse the store. Grab some merch. I'm wearing it today. I got the snapback on, Flex Fit snapback hat, Defund Politicians. You got the the hoodie on over
these
there.
Those are the best, comfortable ones.
Those are the best. Yeah, the Sportex are the best, too. So grab some items on there. That helps out the show. And then the Christmas Patreon-a-thon will be December 16th. I'll hit this guy back about the midgets here after the show. Try to get some midgets in here, right? Try to do what we can for the people. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.